The old elderberry, American elderberry. These are funky, but look at the fruits. Wow. These get like rangy. This is going to be like a weaver, kind of like the rose. They'll reach into the other plants. That's what they're going to do. If you've seen elderberry in the woods, you've seen that. Average to somewhat wet, not dry soil, but also not soaked soil. It's that whole mystery soil of like moist, fertile, well-drained soil that you read about in the magazines. Where is that stuff, right? You have to make it. You have to make it. But with our native plantings, we are matching plants to soil. That's why I'm telling you the kind of soil that it likes. That's sustainable gardening. That's working with natives. What kind of soil do I have? What plants grow there? That's the trick. Full sun to part shade. Don't get the cultivars. Don't get the cultivated varieties. There's a really pretty one that has purple foliage and a really nice pink flower, but the birds don't like it. It doesn't fruit. And it dies like after 3 years, it doesn't work. So, but it's cool. It's really cool. Mine died like 3 times and then I would cut it back. It would come back and then it finally croaked. But I was actually, this was somewhere warmer than where you guys are. Straight species, Sambucus canadensis. There are some rules to the native stuffs where you want to stay as close to the straight species as you can. But there is a concept you may have heard somewhere. It's called a nativar. Have you heard of a nativar? And that's a native species, but it's a cultivated variety of a native, right? So there's lots of coneflowers, for example. Echinacea purpurea, the coneflower, is a native plant, but there are lots of cultivated varieties of that. And it depends on how pure you're going to be. You know, you can be totally pure and only full straight on native species and go that way, or you can play around and mix in some cultivated varieties of the native plants. Witch hazel, everybody loves a witch hazel. This is like an understory tree in a forest. This is another one that gets a little rangy, but sometimes it's more like shrub size than tree size. Moist, well-drained, can tolerate drought, full sun, part shade, 3 to 9, species dependent. There's Virginiana, there's Vernalis, which blooms in the late winter, really, earliest spring. These are the guys, they can start blooming in February, which is really cool. And the flowers are actually quite fragrant. They're really fragrant, but you really gotta like put your nose in it. And this is another good choice, another good native choice. It's really about the flowers, and then the fall color is pretty good too. But it's a tough plant. I like witch hazels. Once again, but on these ones, I avoid the cultivated varieties. There's a lot of cool, fancy ones out there with really great flowers. And they just don't support the habitat the same way that the other ones do. Lindera, northern spice bush, you got a wet spot. I don't see them get 15 feet too tall. You've probably seen them in the woods all over the place. They kind of grow in the understory, right? Zone 5 to 9. It's not an attractive shrub, but it's a habitat shrub. Put it that way. It's not pretty, but it's helpful. I like to plant spice bush. Button bush. That one's a cool one. Cool flower. Moist to wet. This is a wet soil area. So once again, you know, the perfect place to do a habitat hedge would be in some sort of ditch. That would work out great if you had something going on like that. Or wherever you got something else. Full sun, part shade. Zone 5 to 9. 5 to 9. So you're on the edge of that, right? You guys are okay.